Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I will admit I was sorry for ever causing you pain.
Stevie Ray Vaughan, ladies and gentlemen.
You showed your appreciation by walking out anyway.
The late great SRV, welcome back. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, which is ageofthecustomer.com. Chip Bell is our guest. He's one of our heroes, folks, one of the great members of our Brain Trust, the co-author of so many important books, including my favorite, Wired and Dangerous, which he co-authored along with many other books with John Patterson. Chip, thanks again for hanging out with us. We need a website, please.
Oh, chipbell.com. I make it really
pretty easy. Yep. And so
yes,
check
sir.
That out, folks. All the things Chip does. Chip, we were talking about change and customer expectations earlier. What do you think? Connect innovation as a way of life to accomplishing change that meets customer expectations. Can you do that for us?
Certainly. Well, I think part of it starts with a recognition that it's a mindset. Innovation is a mindset, and it's a mindset that says we got to continually alter and look for new and different things that we do to respond to the changes in the customer. But we've got to do it in a way that's relevant to that customer, as you so well stated in your great book. And that means creating a different kind of culture, and a kind of culture that I think responds to that is one who is all about change, who recognizes that. And it's leaders who know how to manage change in an organization to create that innovative culture.
Right.
That, to me, that's the secret. You know, there's an old adage that says the only person who likes change is a wet baby. but what we do know is if you create the right kind of culture, you'll have people who love change. But it takes specific techniques on the part of the leader.
First, you have to build the environment. You have to structure an environment that is conducive to innovation and to change. And then you have to create the culture inside of that environment, don't you?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I think it starts with leaders who recognize by the current, by the popular things. Smart organizations are always looking for ways to say, how can we do this different? And that means creating a culture of innovation. And that means we've got to treat our employees like they are our most important customer.
And innovation doesn't mean you create a new app or a new piece of a new device or something. It's about it being innovative in the way. It also is about innovative in the way you treat customers, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep.
Unlike what you were just describing, I've got to create a great memory in the mind of that customer.
That's right. Take their breath away the right way, folks, not the wrong way. ChipBell.com,
exactly.
Right, Chip?
Right, chipbell.com.
And the books are all available wherever books are sold. Hey, Chip, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Oh, I'll do it. Thanks, Jim. Have a great
Chip
day.
Chip Bell, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
I'm standing inside a weather simulator to show how Cruiser Max Pack helps high-value soybean seed handle the stresses of weather. To my right is a plant grown from a seed treated with Cruiser Max Pack. To my left, a plant from an untreated seed. First, some rain. And wind. Oh, woo! Now let's grab the temperature! Good. Now hot. The Cruiser Max Pack plant still looks great. The other one, not so good. And since your weather may be just as unpredictable, treat your seeds with Cruiser Max Pack. It protects against insects and disease, hot, so beans get a vigorous start to thrive in tough growing conditions. Contact your Cruiser Max Pack certified treater. I wonder what snow will do.
Cruiser Max Pack is a combination of separately registered products. Always follow label instructions before using Syngenta products.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slipped, afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to 1OccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number 1OccupyWealth.com. 1OccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.
Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened in the history of the marketplace. This is Jim Blasingame, and I want to tell you about an emerging new age, the age of the customer. For 10,000 years, businesses operated with age of the seller practices based on having control of customer relationships. But that age is being replaced by the age of the customer, which is creating forces that convey control from you to your customers. If your efforts aren't producing the same results as before, you might think it's an execution problem, but it's probably that you're using age of the seller practices when customers have age of the customer expectations. My new book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance, will help you make this transition from old practices to the ones that will help you meet those new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you. Business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened before in the history of the marketplace. Hi, this is Jim Blasingame, and I want to tell you about a new age that's emerging right now, the age of the customer. Until recently,
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.